Goodbye. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Bryars as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
Oh, hello. It's nice to be with you again. If you remember, the last time was when Kate had just given me the proud news that I was going to be a father. And she's going to be mother, of course. Well, a lot of water's flowed under the old bridge since then. Kate's quite a bit bigger, and I'm feeling quite a bit older. But the happy event's still a month away, and it's that sort of in-between time. Strictly speaking, you're not parents yet, even though you've proved you can be, if you see what I mean. But the magic's worn off a little bit, and waiting around tends to get you down, and your temper isn't helped by the fact that there's hardly a square inch of your bedroom that your unborn child hasn't already laid a claim to. Now, on the evening I'm thinking of, I just staggered up our 10,000 stairs with a very heavy parcel I'd found in the hall. So I wasn't too pleased to find the baby's territorial ambitions had extended to our main room as well.
Well, you were. You're a bit later than usual.
I was on time at the front door, but I had to rest on every landing. What on earth's in this parcel? 50 square yards of crazy paving?
Oh, it's probably books.
Books?
Yes, Mary said she'd send some.
What for? When do we get time for reading?
Oh, baby books. She's let me have all hers. Wasn't it kind?
I've just broken my back on a pile of baby books.
But don't exaggerate, darling. Take them into the main room and see if there's anything in the bookcase you can throw out to make room for them.
What do you mean? I'm not throwing any of my books out.
Well, why not? You just said you never get time to read. Look, there's one or two other things in here I'd like you to give me a hand with into the bedroom.
Good grief. Looks like the parcels office in the middle of the Christmas rush.
Yes, everything's come at once. Well, I knew about this stuff. Of course, I asked the shops to deliver today. But Mary's book's arriving at the very same time. Isn't that funny?
You're very funny, darling.
Oh, don't put the parcel down there, darling. I want you to take that chair through into the bedroom.
A new chair?
Yes, darling, it's a special one.
But it's miles too big for the baby.
It's a nursing chair, George. Your mother paid for it.
Well, let her sit in it.
Darling.
But we haven't got room for luxury.
No, a nursing chair isn't a luxury, George. It's got a little drawer down here which holds nappy pins and cotton woolen.
All right.
And it's lower than an ordinary chair. That means it's easier to get into and out of when you're holding the baby. And it's the right height of bending over this bath.
It's got its own bath.
Don't say it, darling. Yes, of course, it's a folding bath. You open out the canvas, you see.
Well, what's wrong with our bath? I mean, I know it isn't sunken and hasn't got gold taps or anything. But it's good enough for us to have a soak-in.
No, darling, you see, it's very difficult in a full-size one. The baby could easily slip out of my hands and under the water, and that could put him right against being bathed altogether.
Well, he's going to be against it in a few years anyway, so what's the difference?
Just take the chair through, will you, George? Oh, and I'll put this on top. That'll save your journey.
What's that?
A nappy pail, George, and I'll put this on top of that.
Another nappy pail?
No, that one's a plastic bucket.
A plastic bucket?
Yes, for filling and emptying the bath.
What? Oh, good grief. Have you got a hump gallons of water about?
George, please.
I've already weakened my spine on that parcel. Anyway, look, why do we need two buckets? Why couldn't this one be used for the bath as well?
Because the nappy pail's what the nappies will be soaking in. Now, George, will you please?
What? You mean all the time? What? Things soaking.
Don't have to touch them.
I won't, don't worry. Since you bought a plastic barge pole, Moses Lock. Well, thank heavens we'll be seeing Ronnie and Miss tonight, that's all.
What?
Ronnie says their life's the same now as before the baby came. Theirs isn't ruling the roost and clattering up the... You hadn't forgotten we were having dinner with them this evening, had you?
What? Well, yes. But it's all right, it's only seven, there's plenty of...
Typical.
What do you mean?
Baby comes first again.
Now, George.
Oh, yes. That's why you've forgotten, because of all this. Because you never think of anything else now. Just, I mean, good grief, ours is ruling the roost before it arrives. Heaven knows what it'll be like afterwards.
Well, we can still go tonight.
I'll say we're going. We certainly are going. We're going to see how Ronnie and Midge manage to get through life with a baby and without the fuss. I don't suppose they fill their flat with nursing chairs and nappy pails and collapsible baths.
All right, I think I've got the message now, George.
Have you? Good. Well, how about getting ready, eh?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, I just thought, tonight'll be my first meal for ages that didn't come out of Dr. Weingarten.
Dr. Weingarten?
Your bedside book, Dr. Weingarten's Recipes for Mothers-to-Be.
What's he talking about?
Well, I don't suppose Midge cooks for Ronnie out of Dr. Weingarten.
Why don't for you?
What?
Well, yard supper.
For yard supper? Remember last night? Didn't last night's menu come straight out of Dr. Weingarten?
Yes, it did, but you don't have to be pregnant to enjoy stewed rabbit.
With olives in it.
Well, fancied olives.
Only for you. Fine, fine. But as I'm not expecting, I had no such craving.
Oh, I didn't think you'd notice.
Notice? You left the stones in and nearly broke a tooth.
Just one meal.
One? What about that duck you did with National Health Orange Juice? And not only that, every piece of fish I've had has been lightly poached while my whole system's screaming for batter and a deep fry. Well, quite frankly, I've had enough prunes, yogurt and calcium in every conceivable form to last me a lifetime. Now, I'll put up with it till the child arrives, Kate. I'll put up with it. But after that, I am drawing the line. I'll find myself sharing its supper, skim milk and rusks.
Don't say it's, darling.
I beg its pardon. His pardon. Her pardon. Well, what am I supposed to say if we don't know whether it's a ballerina or a full back?
Don't say anything, George. I think that would be the best thing. Then we might have a few less rows.
Rows?
Yes, we've had more rows in the last 6 months since we knew about the baby.
Nonsense.
We have, George. We've been at each other's throats like a couple of vampires.
Name one row.
What, and start it up again? No, thank you. We have quite enough originals without going in for revivals.
Exactly. You can't remember, can you? I've never heard.
All right, then. The lectures at the clinic.
What?
Wouldn't you call that a row?
It was your fault for putting my name down for a father's class.
Lots of other fathers came.
I hope they had a giggle.
They were interested in the part the father plays in pregnancy.
Well, isn't that a bit like shutting the stable door after the horse?
You see?
What?
You've no respect at all.
And you've no sense of humour.
Oh, lost.
I banged my foot on that ruddy cot again.
Well, the baby's got to sleep somewhere.
Somewhere? It's everywhere.
Don't say it.
Well, it's taken over the whole nest like a ruddy cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Well, hasn't it? This isn't a bedroom any longer. It's an antenatal clinic.
You can stand there and call your unborn child a cuckoo?
Oh, he can't hear me.
Don't say it.
Oh, now, darling, Kate.
Cuckoo?
I didn't mean it, darling. I'm sorry. Kate?
Can't answer back.
Don't say it. I withdraw the cuckoo unreservedly.
Thank you, darling. You do still want the baby, don't you?
Well, it's a bit late not to, isn't it? Well, it's been on order for 8 months. Oh, don't be so silly, darling. It happens to everyone.
What does?
Well, a bit het up towards the end.
Does it? Yeah, what would you
say? We're the only potential parents who had a bicker.
Oh, I didn't know. I began to worry. The two of us couldn't hit it off.
Good Lord, it's a worrying time, darling, for both of us. Well, I know you have the worst of it. Lord knows I know that. But, I mean, it's not much fun feeling helpless. I mean, I've got two of you to worry about now. And it seems ages since I could put my arms right round you. So we'll have no more nonsense about more rows in the last 6 months, eh?
No more rows, either.
No more rows. Blimey, it'll seem quiet, won't it? They wonder what's happening at the lab below. I expect the silence will keep them awake. Yeah, come on. We better step on it.
I'm rather dreading it, actually.
Tonight? Why?
Well, Ronnie and Mitch sound so efficient.
I've no need to dread it. We might pick up a few hints. You never know. I mean, I want to learn as well as you, darling. Ronnie says it's just a question of a few labour-saving gimmicks. Who's that?
What? Oh, I hope it's not the Hamiltons.
Who?
I forgot to tell you, they're friends of one of the girls at baby class.
You haven't asked them up for drinks.
No, but we were chatting about all the things you have to buy.
Well, you'd have to chat some other time. Tell them we're going out.
Well, actually, darling, I think...
You didn't ask them tonight.
No, I don't think so. I can't remember.
Okay, I'll do it.
But they may have brought round...
Don't worry. I shan't be rude. I'll just say we're going out, and next time they call, a ring first.
Oh, is Mrs. Starling in?
Yes, dear. Look, I'm afraid she's changing. We're just going out, you see. Can I give her a message?
Oh. Well, she asked us to call tonight, you see.
Yes, I see.
Are you her husband?
Yes.
Well, we were going to let you have our pram, you see. Our two are both walking now.
I've just carried it up all your stairs. My dear fellow, good heavens, that's very kind of you. I'll tell my wife. Oh,
here she is.
Hello, Sarah. Hello. I'm so sorry, I forgot we were going out tonight. Isn't the pram splendid, darling?
Yeah, I just said very kind.
Oh, well, I can go ahead with the construction job, eh? Putting the main bit on the wheel.
Look, let me give you a hand.
Could do with a spot of paint here and there.
Oh, don't worry about that. Well, actually, it's quite an advantage in a way, especially for the father. If you push the baby out in a new pram, all the nannies know you're inexperienced and they can't wait to see how you deal with a spot of shrieking. When you're pushing a thing like this, you've obviously had years of experience.
But look, the least I can do is to give you a drink.
Oh, come in.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Thanks. So it can be quite an expensive proposition, you know, prams.
This was over £20 new.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, your wife seemed to think it was quite a bargain at 10.
Yes, indeed. Well, now, what do you... 10?
Under half. And we can guarantee it's tough, can't we, dear?
Well, survived our two young demolition experts.
You see, it's very lightweight to push.
You must have the brake on, dear.
Oh, you can tell how often I took them out. there we are.
I remember it was a bit stiff.
Yeah, just a... There's a spot of oil. Have you any oil?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, personally, if I ever have any trouble with my car, I have one very simple remedy. I kick it. That shifted him. Well, then, now, how's this for an easy pusher? Yeah, well, just a spot of oil.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. Darling, would you make out a check?
A check? You wouldn't have cash?
No.
Oh. Well, a check's fine. £10.
Oh, darling, the case.
Oh, yes, it's on the landing. Make it out cash, would you? Thanks, old man. Oh, yes, mustn't forget that case.
Yes, we looked out one or two other things.
Yeah, seeing you're in the market, as they say.
Well, seems a shame to throw them away if someone can use them.
Here we are. Oh, I feel like a commercial traveller.
Madam, can I interest you in our range of brushes?
No, look, Kate. Here's a cat net. Have you got one of these?
Cat net?
Hmm. It stretches right over the pram in case a cat sits on its little face and smothers it.
Well, we don't get many cats up here.
Oh. Well, in the park, you might as well have it. We're not charging. Here we are.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did you mention a drink, old man?
What?
Oh, yes. Ah. But we're out of it. Oh. Sorry.
Well, isn't this a lovely big basket? I use this for nappy pins and teats and things.
Oh, well, there's a drawer in my nursing chair.
Well, never mind. It's a present from us. And here's a great big pile of rag books. We won't charge you for those either. Not after the children have chewed them.
And the dog.
Oh, well, they're washable, of course. Oh, and the two potties.
In case you have twins.
And the car seat. It unfolds, you see, and it clips over the seat of your car.
We haven't got a car.
Oh. Well, it's still useful on a chair back.
Oh, yes, you see, darling.
Would a quid be all right for that?
A quid?
Yeah, that'll be 11 then. Sorry, old man, you'll initial the alteration, won't you?
Well, that's a lot then. Well, we mustn't keep you if you're going out.
Just a second, darling. Haven't got my hands on the cash yet. Oh, thanks, old man.
Well, goodbye. I must say it's nice to know the old pram's a good hand.
Yeah, nice to get it off our hands, too. Eh? Cheerio. Bye.
We'll let ourselves out.
Bye.
Now, George, there's no need to look like that.
There's no need for a pram to look like that, but it does.
But oh, just listen to it.
Oh. We'll take the baby for a walk and get arrested for disturbing the peace.
Henry said it just needs a spot of oil.
A spot of oil? That ruined these new springs, a respray and a decoke.
But it's still cheaper than a new one.
It's not worth £10. If I put that on the open market tomorrow, it wouldn't fetch more than 30 bob.
Nonsense.
I'll tell you something, Kate. I'd rather have paid the full price.
£20?
If that's what they cost, yes. Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because I think to wheel an unfortunate child out in a crock like that might very likely damage him psychologically.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry. I mean it. I mean, they're not idiots, you know. They're not twits. They know. They soon start to notice things. And how's he going to feel when he sees all his mates in gleaming black and white vehicles and he's... this poor little devil is creaking along in something out of the Brighton old crocks race. He'll have a king-size inferiority complex before he's even learnt to walk.
I'm going to change. I don't want to listen to any more of this rubbish.
It is not rubbish. I just object to being done, that's all. £10 for a pram that makes more noise than a child in it. It's a good thing they don't have a 10-year test for baby carriages.
We didn't pay for the cat net.
No, we don't have any cats either. But we did pay for this chair contraption. What with that and those potties, I reckon the baby's got more seats than the Liberal Party.
Telling me that we'll be late.
Yeah, all right, all right. The sooner we get round there, the better. See a bit of organisation. Do you know what Ronnie and Mitch told me? They started off with an absolute minimum. They bought things that they needed and they didn't stockpile months before. I mean, just look round this place. Look at it. Anybody think we were hoarding against a world shortage?
All right, George. Then let's have another row.
There'd be no need for any rows ever if we were a bit more like Ronnie and Mitch. Kept the whole thing in proportion. They don't let the baby upset their lives.
Oh! It's bloody cut!
Ha 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 ha!
Well, you won't stub your foot on anything here, George. I can promise you that.
I must say, Ronnie, it's all jolly tidy.
Did George tell you, Kate? We've hardly changed our ways at all since Ronnie Jr. arrived.
Yes, he did mention it, Mitch.
Yes, we take him in his portable cot when we go to parties and we have people here, like you two tonight. And you wouldn't know we had a child in the flat.
No, well, we used to go to so many places where the whole evening revolved around the baby. You know, we were taken up to see him. And then the hostess was always out of the room getting his 10 o'clock feed ready. And there were bibs and rattles all over the place.
I know what you mean, Ridge.
And it's all so unnecessary.
Oh, quite totally unnecessary. Hear that, darling?
Yes, well, that's enough about babies for one night, eh? We can get as thirsty as they can. Now, what's everybody having? Kate?
Oh, something soft for me, please. An orange or lemon.
All the more hard stuff for us, eh, George? Unless you're soft, too.
No, not quite. I'll try and force a scotch down, Ronnie.
Right.
Darling, I'm sorry. Before you start pouring, would you bring his speaker thing through?
What? Oh, dear, yes. We mustn't forget that, must we? Chambian tick.
Do you know, he has a little microphone thing by his bed, and we have the speaker end in here, so we don't have to keep going in to listen. Ronnie calls it parenthood without tears.
Jolly good. Well, Kate's bought enough stuff, but you seem to have missed out on something as useful as that, don't you, darling?
Is the only other end of this speaker thing? There's a microphone.
Yes, Mitch told us.
Oh, did he? Yes, well, it means the moment he yells, we can hear him.
Good idea.
Isn't it? Don't have to keep on going through to listen.
No, that's what Mitch said.
Parenthood without tears, eh? Right, well, what about those drinks? Kate, you were orange, weren't you?
Ronnie?
Yes, dear?
I don't think the speaker's turned on.
What? Oh, let's have a listen. There's not much life there, is there? Shan't be a tick, and then I'll pour those drinks.
Do you know, we did it once before. We brought the speaker through here, and it wasn't switched on. And he screamed all night, poor little soul. We didn't hear because we were playing gramophone records.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Am I coming through loud and clear?
Loud and clear, darling.
Good. Well, I'll let Ronnie Jr. have a final word.
A scream, isn't it?
we've got to switch it on a week or two back.
Yes, Mitch told us.
Did she? Poor little mite, screaming away he was. And he couldn't hear a thing because we were playing gramophone records.
No, quite, no.
You see, thinking it was on, you see, we never went in to check. So the best laid schemes can go up the spout, eh? Oh, Kate, sorry. Orange, wasn't it? And scotch for you, George.
If you hold the speaker to your ear, Kate, you can hear him breathing. Really? Would you like to listen?
What? Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, yes.
Like to listen, George?
What? Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, that was lovely, lovely.
May I listen, dear? Yeah. Fast asleep. Isn't he lucky?
Yes, he is. We haven't been having very good nights lately.
I know, old man. Kate's restless. She keeps you awake. Well, you have a few drinks tonight, and I guarantee you'll sleep like a log. Now, here's your orange, Kate. A nice warming whiskey, wasn't it, George?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
What?
Bottle warmer.
Oh, yes, bottle warmer. Shan't be a tick.
Have you got a bottle warmer, Kate?
No.
Oh, you must get one. You pop his bottle in it, and it keeps it warm till he wants it. Oh, there's no worry about is it too hot or is it hot enough. A level temperature. It's got a what do you call it, sweetheart?
A thermostat. You see, once you put his bottle in, you can forget about it. That means you don't have to worry about is it too hot or is it too cold.
Well, that's his drink, Ronnie. How about mine?
George, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
There, see what I mean?
Oh, you couldn't miss that, could you?
How's that for a pair of lungs?
Oh, he's having his crying time.
Yes. You worry like mad at first, and then you realize there's nothing to worry with him at all.
Oh, they've got to exercise their lungs every day.
Yes, it's called their crying time.
And this is it.
He won't keep it up very long.
Oh, no, he's born under Sagittarius.
That means he's very fit, so he doesn't need too much exercise.
You see? Oh, he'll be asleep again in a moment.
Like a true Sagittarian. Oh, yes, so where's the book we bought them, Midge?
Oh, the horoscope book.
Yes. We bought ours to see what Ronnie Jr. was going to grow up like, you see.
Oh, it was so interesting, Kate. I bought you a copy today. Oh, it's in the kitchen. Get it for them, darling. I'll just peep at Ronnie Jr. and see he hasn't unpacked himself.
Right. Can't be a tick.
So you'd never know they had a baby.
All right.
You ought to be a bit more like Ronnie and me to keep the whole thing in proportion.
I'm going
to
pour my own scotch.
I think you owe me an apology, George.
How was I to know?
You spent all that time sapping my confidence. Heaven knows one doesn't have much anyway, tackling something for the first time.
I was really...
I was worried, thinking I was doing it all wrong.
I was quoting Ronnie.
Yes, because you knew it would upset me.
Well, why should I want to upset you?
I don't know, George, but it isn't the first time I thought you'd get a definite kick out of making me miserable.
And I suppose you're cheering me up, rubbing salt in the wound.
What?
Throwing what I said back at me. Is that supposed to make me feel good, or does it do something for you? I mean, you're always talking about the rows we have. Well, perhaps we're both to blame, eh? Perhaps you start as many as I do.
Oh,
come on, I'll be honest. I'm not in the house for 2 minutes before...
Well, here's the book. Wish we'd had this a year ago, Midge.
What? Oh, yes.
As well as the horoscope bit, it gives you who you ought to marry. You know, what birth signs get on together. We wanted some reassurance. We'd stuck a... Well, mind if I tell them, Midge?
Oh, of course not, sweetheart.
Well, we struck a bad patch before we knew Midge was pregnant.
Rouse, you know.
Rouse?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's early days for that sort of thing with you two, but we've been hitched for 5 years, and, well, it was pretty bad, wasn't it, darling?
3 rows in 1 week.
3? We were beginning to wonder if we'd made a mistake, weren't we? That's what I mean. We could have checked up in this book and found we were all right.
Really?
Anyway, we needn't have worried. Once the baby was on the way, we seemed to draw closer and closer together, didn't we, darling?
Yes, darling. It's a wonderful time, isn't it, Kate? Yes.
Yes. What was that you said about checking up on birth signs?
Oh, yes, sorry. When's your baby due?
Never mind the baby. That'll be interesting. But the other bit, I've never heard of that.
Well, who ought to marry who? No, neither had we. But apparently, according to when you're born, you get on best with certain birth signs.
Yes, I'm October the 1st. That's Libra. And the book says that my marriage partner ought to be a Gemini or a Leo.
And I'm Gemini.
We've tried it on heaps of people, and it's always been right, hasn't it, Ronnie?
It's fantastic. Now, what are you, Kate?
What?
What's your birth date?
Oh, I don't believe in it.
Oh, you will in a moment. When were you born?
June the 26th.
June the 26th. Now, let's see. That's, Cancer the Crab.
The man who wrote the book examined the divorce figures. 90% of them were people who'd married the wrong sign.
And the other 10% were actors. here we are, Cancer soulmates are Scorpio and Pisces.
But when's that?
Well, one of them's you, I expect.
Well, I'm April the 28th.
Oh, April's Taurus, isn't it?
That's right, the old bull. Now then. Are you sure, George?
What?
Your birthday.
Well, of course I'm sure it's April the 28th.
Taurus?
But you said I ought to marry Scorpio or that other one.
Pisces.
And she didn't.
No. Well, you must have an exception to prove the rule.
Well, who does he get on with? Taurus?
Oh, now, Kate, this isn't infallible.
No, I know. Just for a laugh.
Well, Virgo and Capricorn. But I just said he doesn't mean...
No, of course not.
And nobody believes astrology.
No.
It's just fun to read it.
It's fun, yes.
Yes. Well, your whiskey's just coming up, George. This will make you feel... you helped yourself.
Yes.
Oh, good. Are you still all right, Kate?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well?
Look, Kate, I shouldn't bother with that book. Why don't you borrow this one? Dr. Weingarten's Recipes for Mothers-to-Be.
Take it easy up the stairs, darling.
I'm all right.
Yeah, well, now, there's no hurry. Well done, darling.
Thank you, darling.
You okay?
Fine.
Good. Now, look, I tell you what. You get into bed and I'll bring you some nice warm...
No, I'll do it, darling.
Don't be silly, darling. You like it hot.
No, you go to bed. You've had a hard day.
So have you.
No, I didn't, darling. I took it very easy.
Did you, darling?
Yes, darling.
Good.
So I'll do the milk.
Well, if you're sure.
Quite sure.
Right, well, thank you, darling. Don't be long.
No, you get into bed.
Right. Darling?
Yes, darling?
Where are my pajamas?
Pajamas?
The top drawer suddenly full of baby things.
Oh, yes. They're in the second drawer now, darling.
Second drawer?
Sorry, darling.
That's all right, darling. Darling?
Yes, darling?
Where are my pajamas?
What, darling?
I'm in the second drawer now and I can't see them.
Oh, I washed them, darling. Sorry, they're here.
In there?
Sorry, darling.
That's all right, darling.
Oh, but don't come through, darling. They're still down.
What shall I wear then, darling?
We haven't worn your new pair yet, have you? Pair you got for Christmas on top of the wardrobe.
On top of the wardrobe. Darling?
Yes?
They're not.
What?
On top of the wardrobe.
Your new pyjamas?
My new pyjamas. There are enough baby things up here to clothe this year's population explosion, but no pyjamas.
Under the baby things, darling.
Under the baby things, darling.
Oh, love! Oh! Tell me what's happened.
Oh, oh. What's happened, you may well ask. The whole lot suddenly fell in my head. That's what happened. Oh! Oh, that blasted cot. Now, look, Kate, I have had about it. Oh, it's that blasted phone. It is Ronnie and Midge. I'll go out of my mind. Hello.
How is she? Has she gone in?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Is she in?
Kate?
Well, how many pregnant wives have you got?
No, ma'am, she's not. We've been out to dinner.
Oh, I see. I rang earlier, and when you didn't answer, I thought perhaps that... Oh, well, I suppose I'm stupid, longing to be a granny.
Yes, well, ma'am...
But I really rang to remind you, George, it's our wedding anniversary tomorrow. I know you always forget. Well, so did I, actually, till this evening I saw your father creeping up the front path with a parcel. Well, it doesn't mean anything to me, but your father's rather anniversary conscious, so give him a ring at the office, will you? He'll appreciate it enormously. He's terribly sentimental, him. You'll probably hear him sniffing and blowing his nose at the other end.
Kate, give me that book.
What?
The horoscope book.
What did you say, George?
Hang on a moment, Mum, will you? Now. Here we are. Hello, Mum, you're Aries.
I beg your pardon, dear?
Your birthday's April 14th.
Yes, dear, but I was ringing about our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I know, Mum. And Dad was born on New Year's Day.
Well, you know he was. It helped to kill your grandfather.
But you know something, Mum? You two should never have got married.
What are you talking about, George?
Your stars are wrong.
What stars?
I'll tell you tomorrow. Congratulations, Mum. Your anniversary's made me very happy. Hey, darling, did you hear that? The stars have been frowning on Mum and Dad's marriage for 25 years and they're still talking to each other.
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Briers and Penella Scales as George and Kate Starling, Henry and Sarah were played by Peter Hawkins and Rosemary Miller, and Ronnie and Midge by James Taylor and Joe Kemp. George's mother was played by Diana King. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.